Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu. Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Support for On Point and the following message comes from Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. When it comes to the big decision of choosing a mortgage lender, work with one that has your best interests in mind. Use Rocket Mortgage for a transparent, trustworthy home loan process that's completely online at quickenloans.com/onpoint.
From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point.
Leah, I got your letter. I was too afraid to tell you.
Lady Lamb has never been afraid to be intimate in her music. Her new album, Tender Warriors Club, goes right there with an intimate and fierce stripped-down sound and themes of vulnerability, resilience, and strength. It's a manifesto for tender warriors everywhere. This hour On Point, the singer and songwriter Lady Lamb is with us. You can join us on air or online where this conversation is always on. Do you know Lady Lamb? What do you hear in her music? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK, or join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. And today you'll find a live stream of this interview on Facebook, so be sure to check that out. Joining me now in the studio is Ellie Spaltrow, a.k.a. Lady Lamb. She's out with a new album, Tender Warriors Club. Lady Lamb, Ellie Spaltrow, welcome to On Point.
Thank you so much.
It's great to have you right here. We had Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl, and here you are, Lady Lamb, with us right now. Lady Lamb, where's your name come from, your stage name, Ellie?
It came out of a dream I had about 10 years ago.
It was Lady Lamb, the beekeeper. You've carved it down a little bit.
That's true.
It's a big stake in the ground to what? To decide what your name is going to be for the public, for your career.
It is, yeah. But I feel very connected to Lady Lamb.
What's it resonate with for you?
Well, when I first started writing music, when I was 18 years old, I was keeping a dream journal, and it came out of that. And I was 18 and a little young, and over the years, yeah. I just felt like Lady Lamb felt more like me.
It's a great story, and we'll hear it from you, but you sort of going to the music, working the video store, and writing the music out of the back room, and it's kind of amazing. I saw you perform in Portsmouth, New Hampshire last night. I know you're on tour now. You've been all over the place. It was a great show in
Thank
Portsmouth.
You.
I think that's the town you were born in, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah,
sort of a girl raised in Maine, but starting off there in New Hampshire. And it felt like you felt at home.
Absolutely.
So, tender warriors. What's a tender warrior?
To me, if I had to define it, a tender warrior would be somebody who, through all the challenges they face in their life, make a conscious effort to remain sensitive and open in their emotions and to stay vulnerable, as opposed to shutting down. And I think there's a lot of courage in that and a lot of strength.
And a lot of temptation to go the other way.
Absolutely. It's very easy to go the other way, but I think more reward in staying open.
I want to dive right in and let our listeners hear some of your wonderful music, Lady Lamb. This is a song off the new album, Tender Warriors Club, opening track. Heaven Bent is the name of the track. The lyrics go to Tender Warrior here, which you'll hear used in the album as well. Heaven Bent from Lady Lamb's new album, The Tender Warriors Club.
Heaven herself, the tender warrior, I believe she sent for us when she saw that we were trying our best. Trying to be good. trying to be kind. Trying to stay true. I'm trying, I just wanna do right by you.
A little bit of Lady Lamb there with Pale Blue Heaven Bent eyes, off her new album, Tender Warriors Club. You know, I listened to last weekend, and there's so much reference to religion, or the Bible's not exactly right, though the Bible comes through here, to the holy, to the cosmic. I read the lyrics of your song. You're almost like you're writing psalms here. Do you have a religious upbringing?
I had a bit of one for a while, and I grew up listening to a lot of artists, mostly in high school, who slanted towards more spiritual songwriting, and I find that so beautiful. I think, going back to the sort of longing that we feel as human beings, the idea that we look to the sky for answers or to feel secure, I think that's a beautiful thing.
I'm catching up with you here with this new album. Has that been a theme in your earlier albums as well?
Yeah, I think so.
You're almost kind of an ecstatic writer, almost in the tradition of seers and visionaries. I mean, you let your lyrics go where they go, and we follow, and they go some pretty wild places.
I would agree with that, yeah.
You're going to play for us live in the studio, and we're so glad for that. And let's do it. Here's off of the new album, Tender Warriors Club. This is Lady Lamb performing Salt.
Sing your hands I am mine. You take me to myself. The tenses I knew now, they bring me to you. I am yours, I am yours. You are my own. One kiss sucks the mud clear from my soul. The neon lights that fill your eye above Coney Island. I could die tonight if I'm not already dead. Am I already morning? When tears stain my cheeks, you kissed all but the salt.
Lady Lamb with Salt in our studio. You see why she's here? You see why people are paying attention? There's something great going on right here. Our number is 800-423-8255. The new album is Tender Warriors Club. Lady Lamb is with us. You can join us. 800-423-TALK. Here's Billions of Eyes from her 2015 album, After. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
Like wool gone through the wash. I check my phone for the time, but I swear my watch. Yeah, I'm confused about how I'm supposed to connect to anything now.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with singer, songwriter, Lady Lamb. Ali Spalter of Maine, Brooklyn, now the world. She's toured all over. About her remarkable way of music and her new album, Tender Warriors Club. Behind us right here, Atlas, from her 2015 album, After. You can join us this hour. Do you know Lady Lamb? Do you know her story of making music after hours at the video store? Have you caught her on her living room tour? Are you hearing her for the first time? What do you think? We're at 1-800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK. And we're on Facebook Live this hour. Check it out at onpointradio.org. Lady Lamb, Ali Spalter with me in the studio. Ali, Lady, what would you like to go by? When I speak to you, is it Lady Lamb or is it Ali?
I'll answer to either. Ali's fine. I don't mind that.
All right.
That's my name.
Lady Lamb. Lady Lamb is the name on the art. Samantha's calling for you from Norman, Oklahoma. Samantha, you're on with Lady Lamb.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hey, Samantha.
Hi, Ali. I'm a big fan of yours. I love the unguardedness of your voice. It's the same sort of feeling that I get when I listen to, like, Billie Holiday or Patti Smith. I love how much of just, like, a true expression it is.
Thank you so much.
I found out about your music when I was on tour with my friends in this band called Frontier Ruckus, and somebody put your music on in the van, and I just have kind of been in love with it ever since.
Oh, I know who this is. This is Samantha Crane.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Name dropping one of my favorite bands, Frontier Ruckus.
Yeah. Frontier Ruckus. And a lot of love there from Oklahoma. What makes it unique, Samantha?
Oh, well, I mean, like I said, just like the pure expression of it. There's not a lot of vocalists these days that I think are brave enough to just kind of let down their guard and really just let their voice kind of sway and swoop and do all these, you know, whatever comes out. And I think Allie really does that, and it's really unique. I like it.
I love your voice, too. I just want to tell anyone listening that Samantha Crane makes amazing music, too. You should check it out.
Hey, music. It's a musician meetup right here on Point. Samantha Crane, thank you for calling from Norman, Oklahoma. I mean, what she's talking about is very clear, and especially on this album, Tender Warriors, because you don't have all the band. You don't have all the instruments around. It's you. And you're brave. I mean, you just go out there. You don't even stick in it within a given song. You may not even stick in the same kind of genre or channel. You'll sort of shift gears in very dramatic ways. The story of how you began is you kind of in the video store, the DVD store, After Hours. What was it called?
Barton Gregg's DVD Explosion.
DVD Explosion. Was it Portland, Maine?
In Brunswick, Maine.
Brunswick,
my hometown.
Brunswick.
And it's still kicking.
All right. That's amazing in itself. Was it the freedom of being on your own after hours, sort of doing your own thing with nobody else around? Are you self-taught, making it up on your own? Where does that freedom come from?
I am completely self-taught, and I started out writing and recording pretty much hand-in-hand at the video store. And I was 18, so I was full of feelings.
Yeah.
And I was listening to a lot of bands that were influencing that sort of unhinged sound, or the music being able to change tempo or dynamic. A band like Fiery Furnaces really influenced me early on. They do that a lot.
Okay.
But I just had a lot of emotions, and I let them take me through
wherever they would go.
Wherever they would go in a song, and I didn't set boundaries.
Can we hear something from early on? It might be fun thinking of that story of you, 18 years old, or I don't know how old when you wrote this song. This is Curdy Bear, Keep Your Teeth. Yeah, from way back?
Yeah, oh.
Okay, early days. This is from Someday We Will Levitate. And I think this is one of those that you wrote and recorded. What? And was it the basement, the back room?
I was 19. Yeah, in the basement. Oh, and I want to dedicate it to my friend Kurt. It's for him.
Okay, Curdy Bear, Keep Your Teeth, Lady Lamb, 2008.
If we could strum these things with knives, oh, we would. The sea is thick with mud. I love you because you were true and I knew all along we would find ourselves here on the rocks beneath an April sun today. Today.
Oh. Are you literally 19 there? Is that a 19-year-old voice we're hearing?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't heard that in 9 years.
Okay, we're in the Wayback Machine with Lady Lamb. And there we are, 2008. Kurt was a friend.
Yeah, a dear friend still. He worked at the video store.
The sea is thick with mud. I love you because you drew and knew along we would find ourselves here on the rocks beneath the sun today. I just love the freedom of your language. I just love it. I love it. Casey in Dayton, Ohio. Casey, you're on the air with Lady Lamb.
Oh, hi, Tom. Hi, Lady Lamb.
Hi, Casey.
I just want to say you touch my soul. Like, I have iron ants in my stomach right now jumping around just because I'm talking to you. You just touched the soul with how raw you are and beautiful, and it's just so, it's so moving. Up in the Rafters is, I can't even tell you what that song does for me.
Oh.
I actually wrote a children's book called The Monster and the Sparrow because of that song.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to send it to you.
I would love to read it. I'd love to have that. Absolutely. You should email me. My email's easy to find.
Big impact
okay,
on the soul. Casey in Dayton, Ohio, appreciate your call.
Thanks,
one more
Casey.
from hometown, your hometown, Brunswick, Maine. Maine is listening to Lady Lamb. Adam, you're on with Lady Lamb, Allie Spaltrow.
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
Good. Very good. To be in the studio with Lady Lamb today is pretty great.
How are you?
Hey, Adam.
I just wanted to say I've really appreciated kind of watching from a distance as Allie's music has evolved and grown. I remember, you know, going to Barton Gregg's when I was in high school there and that being a really cool place, really special place to me. And then noticing as I got older, her working behind the counter.
Wait a minute. You remember Allie working behind the counter at the DVD store, DVD Explosion, Burton Gregg's?
I do, yeah.
Incredible.
I'm a mutual friend. I grew up with Curdy Bear. He's a good friend of mine.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it's a very small world. But to me, I saw you last week in Portsmouth as well with my partner, and just meant a whole lot. You were definitely speaking to some real important themes in our life, in my personal life, the idea of being tender as we walk through kind of life as it's thrown at us. I think that's an incredibly important. It's so easy to become calloused. It's so easy to become hardened. And I really, really valued sort of your moment of pause in that performance and talking about how that idea resonated with you. I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you, Adam. Thanks for calling. I really appreciate you.
Adam, thank you for calling. Lots of people coming to us online here on Facebook. Bill says, yes, tender warriors, nothing as strong as real gentleness. Nothing as gentle as real strength. You did kind of preach between songs in Portsmouth last week. Share some more of that about why you think this theme of tender strength, tender warriors, is important now.
I think it's important, especially right now with what we're seeing happening all around the world. I think that I find that in my life when I've met other confusion with my own, it has done nothing but created more aggression, more confusion, and more fear. So I'm trying really hard right now to have more compassion because it's difficult. And but as I said earlier, it's so important right now to stay tender, to stay sensitive. And it starts small, just with the people in our lives, and people that we meet in our everyday.
Mm-hmm.
I think it really matters right now that we come together.
Living it. Donald writes to us, says one of his all-time favorites. Your writing, he says, is incredibly literate and literary. Musicianship displays fire and skill. Her singing. If I ruled the musical universe, Allie would be more popular than Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift combined. Tender Warriors Manifesto is just what we need in these dark days. Would you play something more live for us, sing for us? Crater Lake, off the new album, Tender Warriors Club. You in tune? You good to go?
I think I'm ready. Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Let's be one another's present tense. We'll go to the mountain by the lake. We'll undress and we'll swim. Swim until the sun settles to sleep, and we'll build us a fire of a flame so deep. In the morning we'll rise where the world moves on, and we'll take to the badlands and we'll sing us this song.
Lake with Crater Lake off her new album, Tender Warriors Club. Wow. You just give yourself freedom. It's a kind of roomy quality here or something. You just go. I mean...
No rules.
Do you have a guru? Is it because you started so young? Others start young and go down the Taylor Swift line, let's say. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's so much more packaged up. And your imagery is so much freer. Let's be one another's present tense. You know, we'll build us a fire of a flame so deep. Where's the freedom come from?
I think that I was raised by parents that my mom wanted me to really grow up knowing that I could do whatever I wanted and to be myself, and that there was so much strength in that, really. And so for me, it's just about staying true, just being myself, not worrying at all about anything else, and just having my integrity, really. It's so important. So I don't think hard about, what I should do. Mm-hmm. I just do it.
Wow. Here's to freedom. Freedom sounds pretty great.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself. Lady Lam is with us. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Jamie in Caribou, Maine. Maine represents today Lady Lam. Jamie, you're on the air with Ali Spaltrow, Lady Lam.
Well, hi there. And Tom, thank you so much for having such a wide variety of topics that you cover.
It is my pleasure.
And Ali, what a treat. What a treat. The first time I ever saw you or heard of you was at the small festival in Aroostook County called Aroostook Acoustics Festival.
Yeah, wow.
That Travis Sear puts on.
Wow, yes.
And I actually took a video of you and put it on YouTube. And to me, it's just so striking the way that you present yourself and your intimacy. Just you and your guitar, and it's just absolutely beautiful. And then we happened to be in New York a few years after that, and always wanted to go to the Knitting Factory, and there you were there, and you were kind enough to say hello there.
All the way from the remote back way of Maine to New York City.
Yeah, Caribou.
It's just absolutely wonderful, Ali, to see you out there, and to now you're on one of my favorite programs on NPR, and just to know that you're out there, and I just really appreciate the moment ago when you mentioned about your integrity, and I think that's so important. I'm so proud of you for doing it and all that you're doing, so keep up the good work.
Jamie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jamie. Stay tender. Hey, integrity, we're all for it. Janet in Baltimore. Janet, you're on with Lady Lam, Ali Spaltrow.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank you also for ending the week with this beautiful music. It's amazing.
Amen and amen.
I really needed it. Yes, it feeds my soul. And I just want to say to Lady Lam, I am a baby boomer. I was kind of a hippie when I was in college. And I used to listen intently to a woman named Laura Nyro.
Sure.
Who you kind of remind me of, not so much her voice, but her music, well, her voice too, but and just keep doing what you're doing. What incredible, pure music. I love it.
Thank you, Janet.
So, good luck.
Thank you so much. Thanks,
Janet, thanks. Thanks for that from Baltimore. Let's give you some more. Spat Out Spit, 2015. The album was After. Here you go.
How strange we all are. Animal hearts pumping air. Animal, animal blood. Was I born?
Spat Out Spit, Lady Lam. Was I born wild? Have I been asleep this whole damn time dreaming up a life? You're dreaming all right. You're sort of dreaming wide awake sometimes, it sounds to me.
Yeah, very inspired by dreams.
When do you write?
Well, I write lyrics first, but a lot of times...
Oh, that's clear. I mean, that is just clear.
It's the most important to me. Yeah. And usually they actually come to me on the cusp of sleep, mm-hmm. Or on a long drive.
Do you have a notepad by the bedside?
Yeah. Well, I use my phone now.
You do, really? You tap this in?
Yeah, I do. I type it right in.
From that beautiful land between waking and slumber.
Yes. Strange things come up.
That's pretty great. How strange we all are. Animal hearts pumping that animal blood. Was I born wild? Have I been asleep this whole damn time? Lady Lam is with us. Her new album is Tender Warriors Club. She's on tour right now, all over the place. A lot of living room performances, but also clubs. I caught her in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. She's headed out to, well, right on. She'll be in L.A. and New York and Portland and Spokane and Omaha and Kansas City. She's with us in the studio, and you can join us. What do you hear in this music of Lady Lamb? Do you get the message of her new album, Tender Warriors Club, that we have to be tender with ourselves, with others, to be truly strong? We're at 800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK. We go out with Vina Kava off of her 2015 album, After. I'm Tom Ashbrook with Lady Lamb. This is On Point. We'll be right back. We're on Facebook Live. Check us out at onpointradio.org.
Support for On Point and the following message comes from Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. When it comes to the big decision of choosing a mortgage lender, work with one that has your best interests in mind. Rocket Mortgage provides a transparent online process that helps you understand all the details of your home loan. You can even adjust the rate and length of your loan in real time to make sure you get the right mortgage solution for you. Skip the bank, skip the waiting, and go completely online at quickenloans.com/onpoint. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Time takes the years from out of our eyes. Wait for the bell.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with singer-songwriter Lady Lamb, Ali Spalto of Maine, Brooklyn, Now the World, about her remarkable way of music and her new album, Tender Warriors Club. Behind us right here off her 2016 album, the new one, is Tangles. Time takes the years from out of our hides. Wait for the belt with bated breath. Okay, you got my attention. She's with us live in the studio, and you can join us. Can you hear the ecstatic quality in these songs? The vision seeker, the mystic, maybe the psalmist? Can you hear how Lady Lamb is outside the traditional playbook with so many shifts and sounds within a single song, that poetry? 800-423-8255 is our number. 800-423-TALK. We're on Facebook Live. If you want to check us out, you can see us there. She's got her guitar in her lap. And lots of listeners calling in. Matt in Cranston, Rhode Island, you're on the air with Lady Lamb.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Matt.
I just wanted to call. I've never heard of you.
Oh, cool.
This isn't my kind of music. I'm actually more of a metalhead into hip-hop and such. And listening, I just wanted to comment that I really like your message. We do need more tenderness and... As someone who's more worried about doing what they should do, it's nice to hear music like this.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, the metalhead says yes.
I say yes right back. That's so cool.
Matt, I appreciate your call very much. I'm loving the poetry here. I mean, we heard Heaven Bent earlier on, but I don't know if everybody got to really hear these lyrics. It goes into, my blood will fill the ditch, my blood will bury the mountain, but for now it sits still in my mouth, just waiting on the tip of my tongue. I keep going back to the Psalms. And maybe this is just my childhood speaking here, but raised very much in that, in the loving end of that world.
Mm-hmm.
And the poetry of your music seems so familiar to me in its cadence and the kind of imagery from the more ecstatic Psalms that I grew up with. And I don't know if you read them or maybe you just pull it out of the air.
I remember vaguely reading them, yeah, when I was a kid. But they must have made an impression. I mean, and biblical imagery really makes an impression on me. It's so visual and can be so dark, but also just lovely, too.
How have you found the music industry? You've come into it sort of self-taught.
Mm-hmm.
You've kept your own way, which is beautiful. You don't sound like everything else is packaged out there. I mean, have you gotten into the machinery of the industry? Does it say, Ali, you know, you'd be great if you just wear this, you know, sparkly what's-a-what and sing in a more conventional lyrics?
No, and I'll tell you why. It's because I think because I've stuck to my own way, as you said, I have also found people in the industry who do the same. So every single person I have ever worked with on my team, be it my first record label, Bada Bing Records out of New York, my current label, Mom and Pop out of New York, my publicist, Jessica Linker in Chicago, my agent, Eric Sells in Chicago. These are people who are passionate about what they do, and they have integrity, and they're wonderful, and they care so much about who they work with. And so I have been nothing but supported.
That is fantastic. Keep it right there. I mean, you've toured around the world. This time, you're doing a lot of house appearances or like living room tour, literally with 40, 50, 60, 70 people. You've already been in Milwaukee and Cleveland, Detroit, Toronto, Burlington, Vermont, around Maine, and Portsmouth, there, in Boston tonight at the Sinclair, and then on to Washington, Philly, New Orleans, Austin, L.A., San Francisco. Some of these are regular sort of big club dates.
Mm-hmm.
Others, the house tour or living room tour. Why that way?
When I set out to write songs, it was I was sitting down to write for my next full length full band record, and so I ended up writing these songs on Tender Warriors Club, which obviously they felt like they wanted to remain more solo
and not with a big band. I mean, and you do play with a substantial band often,
and I like to arrange and compose music for a full band too.
Mm-hmm.
But these songs are they seem to me to want to remain very intimate, and so I thought that the best way to represent them around the country would be to play on acoustic instruments for the first time. I only play electric guitar live, but so this is my first acoustic tour, and I wanted to bring it into small rooms where I could actually see everybody's faces in the audience. And I found an amazing company called Undertow that books living room tours, and my own agent Eric and I worked with them to get fan submissions.
How do we sign up to get you in our living rooms?
You would just go through Undertow. You would submit photos of your home, and then
yeah.
I see them, and I pick your home. And it has been such a gift. It's been amazing.
That is amazing. Tim in Roseville, Michigan. Tim, thanks for calling. You're on the air with Lady Lam, Ali Spaltra.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
First up, I want to thank both of you. Today's show is a prime example of why I listen to NPR. I've been telling people for years it broadens both my intellect and my musical taste.
All right.
Thank you. Ellie,
that's great.
Ellie, I want to thank you for your music. I'm a musician myself, guitar player, singer, and I listen to every genre of music you can think of, and you are really good. You're an inspiration. You also strike me as a very good soul. In fact, when I heard you today, you literally, it's the same feeling I got when I heard two other female singers who I absolutely love, and that's Concrete Blonde and Tori Amos. Thank
you. Wow.
I'm definitely adding your music to my collection.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Tim.
My comments off air.
Hey, Tim, that is fantastic. We're both very happy, smiling here. Let's send one out to Tim. You've got another track you can play live for us,
yes,
if you would. Not off the new album. This is 10. This is from...
my last one.
From After, the album After. Live in the On Point studio. Lady Lam, what fun this is. What a great way to go out of this week. We are so glad you're here. She's on tour. She's here right now. Lady Lam with 10.
Easily I forgot lifting the sandbox in Arizona and catching the geckos and keeping them as pets in a Halloween candy's jack-o'-lantern. Their tails would fall clear from their bodies. that night. In Maine, I met my best friend, talking till 7 a.m. Realizing we're both afraid of the notion of having our brains be in the body of a whale in the ocean deep, where the light don't reach. And I loved him instantly. I knew we would keep talking on that drive up the winding mountain roads from Hudson to Vermont. In the season's first snow, the boys asleep in the back of the car. Songs that help make us who we are at the top of our lungs. She keeps a journal of her childhood memories as they return. My favorite's the story recounting when she saw an eagle with a fish in its mouth. She was 10 and she wrote it down. There's a sweetness in us that'll live long past the dust on our eyes once our eyes finally close.
Lady Lamb with 10 with us in the studio. My God, that lyric, there's a sweetness in us that lives long past the dust on our eyes once our eyes finally close. Vision seeker, dream catcher, Lady Lamb is with us. Penny in Lawrence, Michigan, you're on the air with Lady Lamb.
Hello, Lady Lamb and Tom.
This is Penny,
and I live in Skaney, Michigan, which is 25 miles from that town of Lawrence. And I've never heard of this music before, and I am so happy to know about it. And, Tom, I have never heard you more calm on the show, and I just want to thank Lady Lamb for spreading the word, and peace be with you.
Peace with you, Penny. Thank you.
Peace, Penny. Peace right back to you. Nyssa in Scarborough, Maine. Nyssa, you're on with Lady Lamb, Ellie Spaltrow.
Hello, Tom, and hello, Ellie.
Hey.
I just wanted to say how much I love hearing your music. I actually knew you back in high school. We both went to Brunswick.
Oh, my gosh.
And so hearing your message and seeing how well you've been doing is just absolutely marvelous.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh.
Props from Brunswick. Hi.
Yes.
Thank you, Nyssa. That's great. Jim in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Thanks, Nyssa. Jim, you're on the air with Lady Lamb.
I have been hosting a radio show here in central Wisconsin for like the last 15 years. with similar music, and I'm just always amazed that I hear somebody like you, and I haven't heard your music. So I know that with all the music that is sent to me, I just don't touch, you know, just a small percentage of the music that is so good out there. And so I've already contacted your manager while I was listening and said, you need to send me some of Allie's music so I can share
that. Passing it on. Jim, was you on the air in Stevens Point? It sounds like that might happen. And one more, Jim, thank you. And one
thank
more.
You.
Thank you. Mike in Boston. Our time is short. Mike, you're on.
Hey, thank you very much. I just wanted to say I'll see you tonight at the Sinclair. Looking forward to it. And that huge fan ever since I heard Ripley Pine for the first time.
Awesome.
What do you think of this music, Lady Lamb, Mike? What do you hear?
I mean, you know, the quotes and imagery alone are just captivating. You know, my favorite quote from Crane Your Neck, a heartbeat's the best in a bed beside the one that it loves, and a heartbeat's the best when death becomes irrelevant. Amazing.
Thank you so much. See you tonight.
See you tonight.
See you tonight is the word right there. Wow. You going to keep it coming? Can you keep it? Can you keep the sort of mainline connection to whatever feeds your lyrics generator?
I hope so. That's the joy of my life. So as long as I'm living, I hope to be writing.
And Tender Warrior, is it working? You've sort of devoted yourself. I've heard you say this is a philosophy. You're working to embrace it, not just sing it.
I'm trying to live it. Yeah.
Is it working?
It's working for me. It's working.
I think we hear it.
Thank you.
I really hope you keep it up.
Thank you so much.
Never stop, okay?
I won't.
All right. Allie Spatro, Lady Lamb, with us in the studio today. Her new album is Tender Warriors Club. If you haven't caught her yet, catch her. She's all over. Washington, Philly, New Orleans, Houston, Austin, Dallas, L.A., Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Spokane, Washington. We'll be in Spokane before long. Great to have you with us today. Thanks so much for bringing your guitar in, your voice, your beautiful lyrics, your soul. Thanks for being
here. Thanks for having me, Tom. It's been great to be here.
Lady Lamb, with us right here at On Point. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
Then relief floods my brain like a biblical rain, that we are ourselves, we are nobody else, and we are making out in the woods behind Brandenburg Gate while the sirens fade. I nearly don't know what to do. I am myself and you are you. I nearly don't know what to do when you see me.